This is Taz.
The mood is about to change.
The Human Podcast Machine.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? This is the Human Podcast Machine, Taz, and I appreciate you downloading real quick or subscribing and supporting the show. As long as you guys have been the past several weeks, it's going great. Wouldn't be like that without you guys, and I mean that. I want to real quick just give my Royal Rumble reactions without getting too detailed. I know there's a lot of audio out there that folks can listen to today, the day after the Royal Rumble, which was in Philadelphia. I know there's a bunch of different opinions and thoughts and podcasts and shows and reacts. And I mean, I got to tell you, a bunch of it is definitely negative, unfortunately for the WWE, and namely Roman Reigns. So I want to give my perspective on some things from last night's Royal Rumble. First of all, I mean, I thought production-wise looked great. I mean, they did a great job. I mean, it kind of shot the same way it always is, so that's kind of same old, but it works. So I guess if it ain't broke, don't fix it. The house was packed. You're in Philadelphia. You can't really get a better group of wrestling fans than in Philadelphia, but yet they are very demanding. So, you know, you got to be careful who wins and loses in those matches in a town like Philly or Chicago or New York, namely, or Jersey. You got to really be careful how you book that stuff, especially in Philadelphia. You know, the home and the birthplace of Extreme Championship Wrestling, ECW, all the years of that. And as of recent, Ring of Honor, you know, are kind of dominating in Philadelphia. So there's a certain type of demand that you need when you put on a show in Philadelphia. And don't get me wrong, I could tell you from experience, the WWE, namely Vince McMahon, his creative staff, Triple H, Stephanie, all of them, they're well aware of that. They know that. They understand the attitude of the fan in that town and the other tougher wrestling towns to get over in. They know this. But look, I respect that they wanted to book this thing the way I wanted to book it. If we fast forward a little bit to the actual Royal Rumble match, one of the greatest reactions I've heard as of recent in a long time was for probably my best friend right there in Bully Ray, which is more famously known as Bubba Ray Dudley. I mean, Bubba got a major, major league reaction in Philadelphia, complete shock and awe moment when he arrived at in the Royal Rumble. And I was so happy for him. I'm sitting in my house watching the Royal Rumble with my son. And, you know, Bubba's one of my best friends, top three best friends. I had no idea he was going to be there. But when I watched the pre-show for Raw, I said to my son, I said, dude, I bet your Bubba shows up. He said, you think so? I go, yeah, they're in Philadelphia. I got a funny feeling he will. I don't know. And I you know, you never know what happens. And sure enough, when they showed his name and his old video wall logo and whatnot, Bubba Ray Dudley came out. Oh, man, what a pop. What a pop. I was so happy for him. He just looked great. His work looked crisp. His body looked great. I love the kind of tongue-in-cheek high spot with R-Truth, you know, with the what's up spot where Devon would stand on top and come off and Bubba would spread the guy's legs and headbutt to the nuts. And it had Bubba facial expressions were great on that. R-Truth also. I just thought that was real cool, funny spot, entertaining spot. I thought that Bubba just had a great platform to show who he is again. His first technically Royal Rumble match, because he's always wrestled as a tag team with Brother Devon. So, you know, I thought that was really cool, and the announcers did a good job. I don't know if it was Cole or JBL or King. One of those cats pointed that out. I don't remember which one it was, but it was good that they pointed that out. Great reaction for Bubba Ray Dudley, and I got to tell you, honestly, I think going forward, that'd be, if you put Devon and him back together and put them against the Ascension, and the storyline with the Ascension has been, they've kind of been taking shots at these classic teams, you know, the Road Warriors and Demolition and the New Age Outlaws and the stuff we saw with JBL and Ron Simmons with them, you know, with the APA, you know, and NWO, Hall and Nash, all this jazz, X-Pac. I think it's perfect if you do a longer-term program with a team like Bubba and Devon, the Dudleys, put the Dudley boys back together. I mean, it's booking 1-2-3. It's very easy. And have them be the baby faces against the Ascension as the young heels. And Bill and Bubba and Devon will get these kids much better. We'll get them much, you know, get them ready. Give them the good tag team rub. One of the most decorated tag teams in the history of the business of the Dudley Boys. God, it would be tag team magic. Really pole vault the tag team division in the WWE. I really believe it would do that. Because I don't believe the tag team division is at the level that it is with TNA. The TNA tag team division, to me, is a much more important and a better division than the tag team division in WWE. But that's for another time. But my point is, I think the Dudleys together against the Ascension for a future storyline angle would be great. And speaking of the Ascension, if we could back up a tad out of the Royal Rumble match, because I do this. I talk to you guys. I don't sit here with pen and paper stuff written out. This comes off my brain, out of my mouth. So stay with me. Follow the bouncing ball. Those that are fans of the Human Podcast Machine regular show, you know how I roll. It's off the cuff. It's me in the real. So if you want to talk about the Ascension, I mean, look, I had said it recently here on my show that, look, the way to do this thing, sure, everybody thought, oh, they're dead. The Ascension's dead. They killed him. JBL hit him with the clothesline. All the old tag team stood over him and laughed at him on Raw last week. Yada, 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 yada. And I said, well, pump the brakes. Because we saw a graphic in last week's Raw show. The New Age Outlaws would face the Ascension at the Royal Rumble. And what I've said publicly is, well, if the Ascension loses against the Outlaws come the Royal Rumble, then the Ascension, yeah, then you could get that tombstone and they are dead. Bury them, they're dead. That didn't happen. The Ascension won. And I think that shows that they're putting time and money behind these two guys. And I mean, you got to give them a chance. And I do think, back to my point in this moment here in this podcast, put Bubba and Devon together against those guys, and I'm telling you, it's a layup. Now, back to the Royal Rumble match. Look, the things that stuck out to me the most, besides the pop Bubba got, was I thought DDP also got a great pop. That was great. It was great to see DDP. He looked great. No argument there. I mean, Mr. Yoga, the guy's in great shape. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. So I thought he looked great. That was a great moment. I love seeing Boogeyman come out. That was awesome. Boogie coming out. I love Boogie. Boogie's a great guy. He wasn't there for the long run. He was dumped out pretty quick. But it was a great moment to see the Boogeyman. Man, I got to tell you, when Daniel Bryan got thrown over that, got thrown out, oh, man. I thought the building was going to riot. I really did. I thought that was a big problem. And then you fast forward towards the end of that bad boy when Roman Reigns is going to win this thing. You could tell the people were hot when they saw that show, Big Show and Kane, where I think the Final Four, I believe it was. And this is when I wish I would have wrote stuff down. They were in the Final Four, I believe, and people could tell, or Final Three, whatever it was, that they were, that Big Show, the typical WWE giant guys, you know, that they're going to last or win or do whatever. And people in the arena started getting hot, real hot. And then fast forward, boom, Roman Reigns wins the thing. And, I mean, the place was pissed throughout. They chant for Rusev before the thing, all this stuff. I mean, but besides the fact, what happened to Curtis Axel? He just, like, disappeared. He comes out. Spot stolen. He don't even get in the ring, and I guess he's the official winner. I don't know. That's kind of a creative loose end that you need to fix. Hello? You know, that was a little bit of a shitty moment, to be honest. I mean, what the hell was that? That was stupid. You got to throw major flags on that. I mean, really. You sit in agent meetings and creative meetings or production meetings, and I've been in enough of them, I still am. That stuff is discussed. How that was brushed under the carpet is beyond me. I'm shocked on that. That was just really loose end bad booking. So Roman Reigns, he wins the thing, and people, you know, hate this kid, you know, because he's being force-fed down the WWE universe or the fan base or whatever, down their throats. I got to tell you, I feel bad for the kid. I think he's got an amazing look. He's in great shape. He's a big kid, great genetics, And he's a good hand. He can go. He can work. He's a very good athlete. But he's being rushed along, and I think people are getting pissed. It's obvious they are pissed. And then The Rock comes out, which is great. Always to see The Rock. Great reaction, obviously. And they have him, you know, trying to give the rub to Roman Reigns, you know. And I know they're related at all, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I get it, the babyface rub, but, you know, and Rock, I guess, you know, could understand, is probably talking to kid, because if you guys that are old school fans, you remember when The Rock first came about in the WWF, it was the same type deal. He was being forced down everybody's throats, and the people turned on him. And there wasn't this big social media thing like now. There was no internet and all that jazz as far as wrestling having a presence, the wrestling community having a presence on social media or the internet as it is now. But The Rock can relate to Roman Reigns because the same thing happened to him by the same hand of Vince McMahon. So, you know, or his company, I should say. So, I don't know. I don't know if it was a good idea or a bad idea to have Rocky come out and hold up the hand of Roman Reigns and give him the rub. I mean, that might have hurt even more because the fans, especially in Philadelphia, and the fans watching at home that are smart fans, that have been around, that are true hardcore fans, they know what the office is doing. They're doing what I just said. They're trying to rub the kid up against The Rock. I mean, it's pretty obvious. I got it. I mean, that's not bad booking, but you got to be careful, especially with a kid like this where it's like people want to hate him because the office is force-feeding him, you know? So, feel bad for the guy. I'm a fan of Roman Reigns' work. I think he's got a huge upside. And I think the kid can be a huge, huge star. And it's unfortunate that just, you know, it might be time, like, pronto to turn this guy heel. I mean, so maybe one of the better things that happened with WWE tonight is that Raw show was canceled due to this massive blizzard we're getting hit with in the Northeast. And the, I guess it was the governor or the mayor, whoever, the governor of Connecticut, I guess, said that they put a ban on travel in the state of Connecticut. So, you know, there's no Raw show tonight. That might be a good thing because, man, I tell you, the Connecticut fans, you're getting a lot of New Yorkers there, a lot of people from Boston, and they're going to be hating on Roman Reigns too. So, you know, it's like, you know, you got live TV and you got that. I mean, this might be good that the Raw show's canceled for WWE to let people chill, calm down, and take a breath, and then maybe, you know, just give this kid a little chance. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I mean, I as a former wrestler, I feel for the kid. I really do. But the Daniel Bryan thing, getting him dumped out when they did, as early as they did, not good. Not good at all. I just don't get that. I just don't get that. I think you need that kid in the end or have him win it or something. I don't know. People love the guy, especially in Ring of Honor country. You got to do that in his style. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think you gave the people you want what they wanted, and it's pretty obvious, you know. So, at the end of the day, I mean, you know, did I think it was a great show? No, I didn't. I didn't. I don't think. I mean, the matches. I think maybe it's self-serving for me, and I have an agenda because Bubba's my boy. But I gotta say, I think he was one of the top two moments of the show as far as, you know, a feel-good moment. I mean, his reaction and all was amazing. And you end the show on a negative note with, you know, like Rusev's the babyface. Like, he's coming out. People like him better, I mean, which I get because he's an ass-kicker. But it's like, you know, you got to give people what they want. I heard that from a little birdie told me that it's like, after the shows, I mean, I don't know if this is out there yet. I don't know what people are saying or reporters are saying or so. Pardon me if you heard this already. I apologize, but that after the show last night in Philly, the fans are waiting around and screaming at, you know, at the wrestlers as they're leaving and yelling and cursing stuff and the creative staff and all these people waiting in the building, the freezing cold, waiting outside the building, the freezing cold, you know, and going nuts and they're pissed off and this the last thing I want to talk about is. And I don't want to promote it because I don't want to sit here like I'm bashing WWE because I work for TNA. But, you know, as you guys know, there's a hashtag about the WWE Network about telling people to cancel it. Or, you know, there's like some kind of a movement to cancel the WWE Network. I mean, that's bad. Companies like Fox Sports, USA Today, picking the stuff up, the story up, that's bad. It's a publicly traded company. So, you know, man, I got to tell you, got to be real tough right now to be in the WWE all after one decision in Philadelphia.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.